It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome back to another Adventures in Business. This is your host, Amy Zander, and I'm here with Lisa. How are you doing, Lisa?
Amy, I'm doing a lot better than last week. I'm bummed I missed our show last week, yet Dad's doing well, and we're back on track. So how are you, Amy? Tell us how you're doing.
I'm doing really good. We were just talking right before the recording. It's nice and sunny out. Sometimes we in Michigan, we don't really know what to do with those sunny days. It's kind of weird. But yeah, so I think we're going to get another snowstorm this weekend, which will be last weekend when this airs. But hopefully it'll be the last big snowstorm of the year. So we're looking forward to this. But I'm good. I've been out and about. I've been talking to people, you know, doing our network thing, excited about a lot of cool things that are going on in the Lansing area, just things that are coming up. And I know that our guest that we have today is also very involved in a lot of things that go on in the Lansing area. So Lisa, tell us who we've got.
So I'm super excited to have Evan Kay join us today. Evan is a father, he's a husband, yet most importantly, he's here to talk about his role as the CEO for Trade Network. He helps small businesses gain customers through the barter exchange system. Welcome, Evan. How are you today?
Hey, Lisa. Hey, Amy. Thanks for having me on here. I'm excited to have an adventure in business today. Every day is an adventure.
That's right. That's what we say, right?
I love it. So tell us, what is Trade Network and what is this bartering all about?
So barter is kind of what I do all day, every day. It's a really unique way for businesses to save cash and get new customers. So sometimes people are confused by what bartering is. Almost everybody has some sort of like vague idea, but it was really interesting. It's a really widely used form of payment for businesses, whether it's from the corporate businesses on the stock exchange to local businesses. But it was never brought up one time when I went in 4 years of business school, which is so fascinating. It's something everybody learns when they actually get out into the real world. Sometimes most people have like a kind of like a broad idea of what bartering is. Like you might have heard like, oh, people were bartering toilet paper for apple pies during COVID, or people were bartering like salt for blankets 1,000 years ago, things like that. And of course, that is one example of barter. What we do is connect businesses with each other to, you know, make them able to do more bartering with each other and scale the opportunities. What bartering isn't is like, it's not like, sometimes people think of bartering as like haggling. So like if you go to a business and get them to give you 20% off, that's just negotiating. So barter is actually just another form of payment.
As a business owner, what's the benefit for me to be a member of Trade Network and to be able to barter services with, say, Amy or yourself or some of the other businesses out there?
The reason we have cash instead of like a complete barter society is because it's made it way more efficient to do business with each other. So we all need cash, but it's not the total piece of the puzzle. There's still a lot of inefficiencies. We have no idea what the total cost of like unused capacity is, but we know it's somewhere in the trillions. Everybody has that's in business. You have another form of currency. It's your time, your services, your knowledge, your talent, or your products that if you need to do inventory management or they might expire. They estimate that about 65% of the companies in the Fortune 500 do bartering. But like what we do is barter for small businesses, and about 33% to maybe half of businesses already do some sort of bartering, and you can basically get more done while paying less cash for your business. Like the inefficiency of cash is that there's not enough of it, which is kind of funny because they're printing too much money and we have inflation, but we still don't have enough cash. So business, it's very common. So like a common example would be most advertising companies do some sort of barter because they have their fixed costs to pay their staff to print if it's a print one, or like the airtime and all that. But like if there's unsold ad space, they don't get any value for that. So like the radio station in town, they will barter they'll get all their cars repaired through barter. They'll give out restaurant gift cards. If you're listening to the radio and you hear like half off gift certificates, that's a kind of a form of bartering that they did. So where the restaurant gets, they like to barter because it's like half price for them to get advertising, and the station is able to fill more ads that they wouldn't have been able to fill with cash paying customers.
So the way that I understand this is, and because I am on the Trade Network, so I've used the Trade dollars. So a regular trade between two people or a barter would be, we're going to trade services. So I do this with a client of mine, not through the Trade Network. So I do some marketing for her and she gives me a massage every other week. So we do that kind of barter. That's just direct business to business barter. She has a service I need, I have a service she needs. But say that a company wants to do a trade with me, but I don't really want their services. So I earn trade dollars through the Trade Network. So I do trade work for, say, a dentist, and I do some advertising for the dentist and I get trade dollars, but I don't need the dental services. So I can take those trade dollars and I can use them towards a different company in the Trade Network, say to go get my oil changed or to get my house cleaned or something like that. So it's a way to use barter, but not have to do a direct exchange if you don't want what the other person's services are offering or you don't need to use them at the time, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, right. So barter in itself, it increases efficiency, but it can be cumbersome and challenging. Like you have to trust the person. Like I have to, if I wanted to get some marketing services done, I'd have to trust that you would actually follow through. And right. I also, like, you might not want what I have to offer. So like there's a lot of, so there's just so much untapped potential of barter. We kind of do it's a platform for bartering. It's modern bartering. So instead of just you and I trading together, like now we add Amy to the mix. We can all trade with each other. Or sorry, we add Lisa and Amy. So now right. There's three of us. And then, so there's 700 businesses in Trade Network. So that means I can barter, earn trade dollars from anybody, and then I can spend those anywhere I want. So it's everybody kind of pooling together their bartering capacity, and it just really increases the opportunities. Another illustration that most people would be familiar with is, like, let's compare, let's take airline miles, for example. Like, let's say you want to go on a trip to London and you're flying British Airways. You'll sign up for their frequent flyer mileage. You might as well get some free miles.
Right.
So now you have these airline miles with British Airways, which unless you're going to go to London like a lot, might not be the most useful for you. But so what's become really popular in the points and mileage industry is, like, if people have Chase or American Express cards, like now we have these Chase Ultimate Rewards, and they're not quite as good as cash, because if I redeem them for a statement credit, I won't get as good of a rate. But I can use them instead of just at British Airways, I can use them at like 20 different airlines, or I can use them on their portal to book any hotel or car rental or any flight that I want. So like a barter exchange would be a similar example. Instead of just having to do the one-on-one barter, it's like a convertible currency that you can use like at all sorts of different local places.
Right. That's a great example. So so not only are there businesses that offer services on the Trade Network, but there are a lot of restaurants. There are people that offer Airbnbs, rental places. There's bed and breakfasts. There's some stores. Like, I spend a lot of my trade dollars at BetterHealth. That's pretty much where my trade dollars always go. And it's fun because I can go shopping there and pretty much, you know, it's nice because I know that I've got this bank of money that I can spend there. So I think that's great. And I mean, as business owners, we all have tons of things that we need that we are spending cash on. And so it's a way to help our bottom line when we can do the trade through the Trade Network.
It's one of the things I really like seeing is, like, almost all the time, like, businesses, when they earn trade dollars, those customers are there just because of barter. Like, you're going to BetterHealth instead of Whole Foods or Kroger's because they're part of the Trade Network.
Right.
There's thousands of marketing companies and business coaches in the United States, but Trade Network members want to barter first. So they will they will go to you guys before any of the competitors. So it's like really fascinating just kind of seeing, it's like really a unique system for getting new customers.
What made you get involved in all of this?
So Trade Network, it's a second generation company. So my parents started it in 1991, but it wasn't like wasn't one of those things where it's like people probably saw me growing up like, hey, Evan's gonna take over Trade Network and he'll just be bartering his whole life. I mean, it never was like clear that this would be the path that I would take, but like it was really cool, like just seeing, like getting to know all these business owners. Like it was a very unique kids of small business owners. Like it's like a universal thing. It's just a different childhood. It doesn't matter if it's barter or your parents own a restaurant or a construction company or anything. Like you're going to be involved in the parents' business because they have to cart you around wherever.
That's true. They know a lot more about what mom and dad does for a living.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I grew up in Lansing, went to Grand Ledge High School. I was working around Trade Network in high school, kind of like learning. It was kind of like doing some office admin stuff and just like the typical like, hey, I don't know what I want to do with my life kind of thing. So, and the other thing that was clear was I'm really tired of Michigan and in Lansing, sorry to say it, but so I went to Liberty University and that's over in Virginia. It was really good school for business. Met my wife there. That was the first time I'd ever been on a mountain. Now my biggest hobby outside of work is hiking, and love to like go on, find a mountain somewhere or in Michigan, maybe go to the sand dunes or some really nice hills. About when I graduated, like I definitely felt called to go back to Michigan. And it's kind of cool. Like I hear this all the time. Like people, they're like, I want to leave Michigan. I want to leave Lansing. And I was just thinking in my head, like, I'll see you back in a few years. Cause most people do end up, there's something about this place that,
yeah.
So there's mountains over in Virginia, but there's no lakes. And whenever we come back, like, so we're kind of leaning, we wanted to come back here. And then as soon as I graduated, in December of 2014, my dad passed away suddenly in January, like 1 month later. So it was just right out of the blue. And it was really, really, really sad. And it was 2015 was a really, really interesting year. And it just felt right. I felt like I knew more about business and how to run companies. And well, I know, like, I didn't know it at all, but I just stepped right in like a month later and hit the ground running. And then later that year, I went back to Virginia a few months later to get married. And then Rachel came over here and she really likes the area. It's just a huge testament to our Trade Network members. Obviously, like I was familiar with all the systems and everything, but like there was a very smooth transition. Our clients are amazing and they continued to trade, and like we realized like hey, we're able to do this. And I've just been still learning more all the time and continue to get better at bartering and helping our clients out. And it's, I know I'm in the right place, and the journey's still in the beginning. So it's exciting.
Yeah. So now that you've piqued everybody's interest, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about how they can get a hold of you and find out more about Trade Network?
All right. So this is really good timing. Last week, so today's March 8th when we're filming this, around February 27, 28, we just launched our new website, tradenetwork.org. I'm going over a little bit about how barter works, more of like an expanded way. But if you just want to like the basics, like, hey, I got some questions. A lot of other people probably have those same questions and they're on our website. There's also all of our contact information on our website. You can find us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Alignable, Facebook.
All the socials.
Yeah, we have a TikTok too, but we're not using it. So.
Sure.
Maybe Amy could tell me more about our social media plans. Yep. We're doing that right. But.
Yep. But so just for our listeners, as always, we'll put all the links to the Trade Network website and their socials on the show notes for this episode as well.
Wonderful. I'd love to answer anybody's questions. I'm available anytime for that.
So with all the members that are part of the trade network, what's been one of the most exciting trades that one of these 700 members has done?
Great question. I think sometimes some of the more memorable ones are, it's a combination of, I have a few examples. Like, you, of course, you remember the bigger trades. It's like, wow, that's really cool. We were able to help this business out. But some of the largest trades that we've done are in the advertising space. So businesses have been able to, they just like build up their trade dollars for a while, and then they get a bunch of advertising done through Trade Network, and then they're able to actually like turn that into cash businesses. Because I mean, if you can do advertising, and like, that's one of the really good strategies for your business. And then some of the rewarding ones too, like, it's, I think for our members, the most memorable trades are when it helps them out the most. Like, if you have that unexpected expense, we have people that like they've been Trade Network members for 20, 30 years. And they're like, yeah, that time I was able to get my kids' braces done through barter, like, was such a help for me at that time. And we were able to trade for dental services instead of paying cash for it. And then people also remember, like, it's also really rewarding when we work really hard to set somebody up with like a vacation of the life of a lifetime. It'll be an experience that they'll remember the rest of their life. We booked people to go, I think the most memorable one, people always talk about it years later. Like, we work with a barter exchange in Anchorage, Alaska. So our members earn trade dollars in Lansing, and then they go up to Alaska and they stay at a hotel or a fishing lodge and go on the Alaska Railroad, glacier tours, and they bring their family along, and it's just such an amazing memory. And we also help people get married on trade too. So sometimes people barter for most of their wedding. And of course, as you know, like, weddings are usually $20,000 to $30,000 nowadays. So sometimes people get all their catering, the photographer, the DJ, the invitations printed. And that's really rewarding for us too.
Yeah.
Fabulous. I sure could have bartered for my daughter's braces. Holy cow. I could have coached that dentist. Yeah. Absolutely. What are you excited about in 2023, Evan? What are you looking forward to this year?
I'm really excited in general. Lisa, you probably talk to your clients about this a lot, but I think mindset is everything. So like, there's two ways you can look at the world. Like, hey, it's falling apart. There's actually more opportunities than ever before. Like, we just launched our new website. I think like with the economic challenges that we have, like, it's barter becomes better because like, it's just such an irony of inflation that like, we need our cash even more, even though it's worth mm-hmm. less. I think the possibilities for businesses to barter and save their cash is like even more important right now. And just, it's, I mean, the barter is a mindset. Like, people who are successful at it are people that are looking for creative solutions for their business in all avenues. And this is just one of them. It kind of requires a creativity. It's like, hey, how can we get my goals accomplished? And barter can be a great solution for that.
I think it's worth also mentioning that when you are a Trade Network member, you have this really cool portal and app on your that you get on your phone that you can go in, look at how many trade dollars you have, look up in their directory all the different businesses that accept trade and that kind of thing. But the other part of it is that you actually do quite a bit of advertising for your members. So not only do you just provide this platform and say, hey, here's the directory, go barter, you send out a newsletter, you feature businesses, you actively try to connect businesses with other businesses where you think that they might need the services or touch base with your members on a regular basis or several people on your team that do that. I mean, like I'll get a call from one of you and they'll be like, hey, what are you doing? Are you looking to barter? What kind of business are you looking for? Is there somebody I can connect you with and, you know, feature people on your website and things like that. So you do quite a bit for your members as far as it's a whole nother way to advertise your business.
Thanks, Amy. And I'm glad you brought that up. And it's cool that actually both of you are Trade Network members. So you guys have some sort of like an inside perspective. And I didn't get a chance to kind of cover it because people are like, so how does this work? Because like what I was saying before might have been abstract if you don't have the visual in front of you. But yeah, everything, it's when you log in online, there's an online portal and we have a barter software. So it keeps track of all the transactions. It's almost like logging into your bank and you have statements and we have the app. So everything's done electronically. So if I wanted to do business with you, I would just show you my Trade Network card and you would scan it in our app. And so running the actual like ins and outs once you get started are try to make it as simple as possible. And there's a long ways to go. So we're always looking to improve.
Well, you do. And then when you bring on a new member, you give them kind of like the tutorial and training they need. This is how to do it. And here's how to take advantage of the marketing. But as a marketing business and professional, I mean, I'm always looking for new and different ways to market my business. And Trade Network is a great way to market your business because when you become a member. Mid-Michigan business owners, do you have your business and family legally covered with things like a business succession plan, estate plan, a will, or a trust? What about a special needs trust for someone you love? Katrina Hofstetter, founding attorney at Cornerstone Legal, specializes in all of these things. She has in-depth knowledge and a passion for special needs trusts for people who need extra care. If you want to leave money for them but don't want that money to disqualify them from needs-based government benefits, such as Medicaid and Supplemental Security Income, a special needs trust can ensure he or she remains eligible for benefit programs that have an asset limit. Examples of supplemental needs are costs for sitters, companions, and dental or medical expenses not covered by Medicare or Medicaid. Do you have a loved one that requires a special needs trust? Katrina can meet you in person or virtually and can be reached at cornerstonelegalpllc.com or 517-708-2222. Katrina also provides estate plans, wills, probate administration, business planning, and succession. Contact Cornerstone Legal for all of your business or estate legal needs. cornerstonelegalpllc.com or 517-708-2222. Building your foundation, building your confidence, Cornerstone Legal. Hey, Mid-Michigan. It's almost time for the second annual Marketing Summit, the place where you get all of your news about the latest trends in several areas of marketing by Mid-Michigan area marketing experts. These people are at the top of their game. So if you've got a business, a side hustle, a podcast, a book you want to promote, or something that the world needs to know about, this is the place to be. You are not going to want to miss this. So many amazing marketing tips, information, golden nuggets, and of course, lots and lots of prizes. Tickets are on sale right now at zediamedia.com. That's Z-E-E-D-I-A media.com. The event is on Thursday, May 11th, 2023 at the gorgeous 1111 Event Center inside the Lansing Mall. You are not going to want to miss this. Hurry up and get your tickets today. Again, that's at zediamedia.com. Hope to see you there. Your presence will be honored. Your absence will be noted. So I know people probably ask you like, well, how do you get paid, Evan? You know, tell us a little bit about that. Because there are a little bit of fees involved.
Right. Yeah. So all the marketing that we're going to do for Amy, like advertising her business through all of our different platforms, we try to make it a win-win ecosystem. So like if Amy joins Trade Network and she doesn't get any customers, her business isn't benefiting, then we're not benefiting either. So we get a 12% commission when people spend their trade dollars, and which is paid in through credit or debit card. So it's like an interesting comparison, like would be if you're selling products on eBay, they take a 12% commission for putting your products out to an audience of millions of people and getting them sold for you. So this is a sort of like a marketplace for businesses that are bartering, and the 12% commission helps people get more business, benefit more, and keeps the barter opportunities growing.
It's great. Like when I go to Better Health, I just give them my trade network card and they run it through their machine. And, you know, I usually spend a couple hundred dollars every time I go there. And then the transaction that goes through is like just that 12% that comes out of my, my checking account, which is like, oh, I feel like I got all these groceries for just a few dollars. It's great.
that's pretty much it either. We don't have like a bunch of random fees. And
yeah,
there is an annual renewal paid in trade dollars. Which also helps keep the system growing. But there's other companies that do what we do around the country. And we're like definitely in the lower tier as far as like the most affordable option for businesses.
More from just the affordability though, Evan, and going back to the services that you offer, you do networking events. So it's an opportunity for those people that are members of Trade Network to meet other people and build that relationship and want to do business with them, because I've met you, I know you, and I can take advantage of that. I use that term loosely, but we like to do business with people we know, like, and trust. And when you're hosting those events and I can meet people face to face and select to do business with them through this bartering and hold on to my cash, my liquid cash, for something that I may need that's not part of the system. So I think that's really good too.
Yeah, no, thanks, Lisa. And I mean, most people join because they want to get new customers, but then they'll find out once they get involved in Trade Network, like the marketing aspect is so underrated. So I've gotten to meet so many really cool business owners. I mean, you're joining a community where it's only business owners, and it's such a unique relation because everything's done through bartering. And by nature with barter, like, it is a higher trust factor involved. So you get to really work closely, and people find that they get a lot of referrals like from Trade Network. And I know you work with you talk to a lot of startups on your podcast and work with a lot of startups out there. There's been a lot of people that they launch their business and then end up getting, like, through referrals from other Trade Networks, just grow their entire business, not just a barter business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have to say too that your networking events always have a really fun element to them. I remember going to one and we played like a bingo game where we had to go around the room and talk to different people. The bingo one, there was one where you had a magician. That was really cool. I think he's also on the Trade Network. I mean, there's always a really fun element of entertainment to your networking events. It's not just, you know, standing around in a room trying to talk to people. It's fun. You guys do a really good job.
Yeah, there's so many networking events out there. And
yeah.
People that, whether it's good or bad, you just want to be memorable, right?
Right.
So if you had one piece of advice that you wanted to offer to our listeners that are small business, maybe they're looking to grow new customers, what advice would you provide to our listeners?
That's a really good question. This will be more of like a personal advice. Like, the last year or so, like, I just came to the realization where it's like, the more that I learn in life, the more I realize I don't know. And that has been peaceful, learning that. And it's been amazing. And it gives me a drive that I haven't had since I was like 10 years old, that like just go out and learn as much as I can, because like I want to strive and increase wisdom. And I think like that it's, I mean, of course it can apply to business as well, but find a way to get excited about learning, and again, and then everything else falls into place.
I love it, because you're right. It does fall into place with businesses. We need to be learning based and growing and continuing to become wiser.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is too, like, I am into like personal development, and that's been a really good thing. But yeah, there's nothing new under the sun. Like there's so many great resources out there, but of course, like they're just find somebody that like that helps you out. Like they're the books that we're reading today, whether, for example, I really found a lot of value out of like the Ryan Holiday books. In the podcast world, they talk about it all the time. It's cliche, but maybe a lot of people still don't know about it, but like the stoicism in learning about it has been, it's such a great philosophy for a business owner. And so like, I would definitely recommend checking out Ryan Holiday books. He's basically just rephrasing for modern words, the same stuff that was around 2000 years ago. So like the secrets of success are all ancient and everybody's saying the same thing that we have for 2000 years, but it's still really valuable. So, I mean, just summarize stoicism. It's kind of like what business consultants will tell people, like, hey, you need to like think about the future, be prepared, make a plan. I mean, that's kind of what it is. Like one of my favorite phrases from the book was amor fati, like it's a love of fate. Today is a great day. Like I'm grateful for this day. Tomorrow's might be a bad day, but I will still be grateful for it and see what I can learn from it.
Right.
And then just it's allowed me to like work through, like really reduce like anxiety and increase preparation, because like when you can like walk through like the worst, like what are you afraid of? Like walk through the worst case scenario in your head and then be prepared in advance if that ever comes up. And then what do I want? How am I going to make a plan for that? So
prepare for the worst, expect the best. That's a Dale Carnegie too. They talk about that, right?
Yeah, Lisa? Right. All the same. It's been around for 2000 years, but find something that works for you.
I like what you said in the beginning of this part of talking about the advice, when you said that, you know, you're learning that you don't know what you don't know, but that for you was more of a peaceful kind of acknowledgement or recognition instead of a terrifying one. I like that. That's a different approach. Like, hey, I don't know what I don't know. That's cool. Like there's lots of opportunity to learn stuff and there's other people and your entire business is surrounding yourself with all kinds of businesses and people that can help each other out. So that's good too.
Yeah. I also thought it was really interesting. You guys ask people a lot of questions and I don't know if your visitor, the viewers know this, but you do send out some like ideas for like discussions. And I thought your question on like the worst advice you've ever received.
Oh yeah, we like that. We like to hear bad advice.
I would be interested in hearing the worst piece of advice you guys have ever had. But and I'm as far as like for me, I think the worst advice has always come from myself. I mean, my parents were both like really smart and they raised me up with like a lot of practical strategies. But yeah, the vice in my head is just like, oh, we don't need to get this done today. Let's procrastinate it. Or so like that's an interesting one, but I'd be really curious to hear the worst piece of advice you guys have received.
Well, I had somebody tell me, not quite in these terms, and it was probably a little more rude, but stay in my lane. Just to stay in my lane and don't, that learning and growing that you were talking about, you know, you're qualified or you can work with women because you are a woman, which is truly what the words were. But I have to beg to differ. And I have a lot of amazing male clients, female clients, and all different age ranges. So the whole stay in my lane and just work with women. Yeah, that wasn't the best.
That's not very nice.
I'm glad you didn't take the advice.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I got a lot of bad advice, I feel like, when I was still in college as an intern. Mm-hmm. So I had a journalism degree and I did a lot of interning in the Lansing area. And I originally had thought I wanted to be a TV anchor, kind of, you know, going into journalism. And I was told a lot of really dumb things, but that was a really really brutal environment. People were cutthroat and stepping on each other, lying to each other. It was really, really competitive. And I couldn't hack it. I didn't want to be in that kind of environment. That's not how I wanted to treat people. I'd much rather be in an environment like the Trade Network or these other Lansing networking groups where we're all working together and referring. And it's just a much, much nicer environment. So
that's really interesting. I mean, I like it too. Like we're all like adding value, and also like there's enough business for everybody. Like
we
all work to make everybody else better. It's a lot more enjoyable, and it's kind of an old. Hopefully, that'll become more common because, in business. I mean, in the past is like people think of it as a zero sum game. I mean, that's a misconception of capitalism too. Like just because if you make more money doesn't mean you're stealing somebody else's money. That's why I do what I do. Just want to help everybody's business grow and continues growing. And
well, the Lansing area is lucky to have the Trade Network as strong as it is. I know you've got a pretty strong presence in the Grand Rapids area too. And so I highly encourage our listeners to just check out tradenetwork.org, find out more about it, see if you think it's a good fit for your business, give Evan a call, sign up, start trading, go to better health, buy some cool food. No, I'm just kidding. That's what I do. anyway, Evan, it's been so great to have you on our show. Thank you so much. And I really hope that people reach out to you from hearing this episode and we get more people in the Trade Network. We can always use more.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thank you guys so much for having me. This has been very enjoyable spending my morning with you and having an adventure.
Yeah, same.
Thank you so much for being here, Evan. It was fun. And I love how you turned the tables on us and started asking us questions. Good move.
Yeah. There's a little trade there, a little exchange.
No, just getting warmed up. Like we could definitely talk for 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. For sure. And thank you to our listeners for coming on another adventure with us. We release new episodes every Wednesday. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, please go to zediamedia.com. Click on the tab for the podcast and see when our next available slot is for you to be on our show. We'd love to have you. And we hope you go out and have a great day. And as always, make it an adventure.
This is a Zedia Media production.